Hey, if you guys didn't know, John Slaughter, I am the official DJ Wicked Hype Man. I got hashtags.
But Wicked's not here tonight. Give a proper shout out to our in-house DJ.
Hey, our in-house DJ, hey, he has Saturdays. You know, we're not going to tell you what to do or where to go, but he has Saturdays down at Valentine's. Are you live this Saturday, Von D?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Yes, he is on the ones and twos. Hey, and here in cable, let's make sure we get you on here on the air. There we go. Hey, on the ones and twos here in cable, it's DJ Von D.
Everybody wanna take my riches. Can't take my money out my account, cause my bank teller get motion sickness. Back and forth, back and forth. I'm in the streets and right back in court. Candy car built like a tank. And my crib built like a fort. Let's go to war. I ain't George Bush, I promise y'all I'm gonna be prepared. Cause I ain't trusting my weapon either. And that's the reason I keep a spare.
In the street, I'm keeping game. I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man. I stay on the low, low. Say they really, really fake. Can't mess with you, no.
Y'all, why? Outcast like 3,000. Win the Grammy, thank God and family. And all of y'all, I'm gonna leave out. You don't like it, then peace out. Look around and I see doubt. I've been known to get to the presidents like Barack was on speed dial. Yeah, it's all about me now. Don't want you and don't need you. You don't grind to get to the money and you ain't hungry, I won't feed you. I ain't hanging with no hater, no faker, no diva. I do it big and they say they did and try to take my credit like stole Visa.
It's only at the top, I'd rather be alone. Cause the closest people to you, the ones who gonna do you wrong.
Backstabbing me for a broad, no. Promise I won't lose no sleep. Cause Jenny Craig could be your freak, but my bank account gon' stay obese.
In the streets I'm keeping game, I can't trust you, no, no. All up in my business, man, I stay on the low, low. Say they really, really fake, can't mess with you no more. Closest people to you, so I be rolling solo. Creeping on the low, creeping on the low, low. Creeping on the low, low. I be rolling solo.
Smoking the choking, loking, never provoking. But a trunk will get popped, then I'll open the door. Full of smoke, got me slower than slow. Feel like I'm trapped, and there's nowhere to go. So I just pull out that bazooka, blah. Put a fucking hole in the flow. Looter, I'm so dope with the flow. Trunk full of speakers, pocket full of good. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, grain, gripping on the wheel. Turn it, blow another sack. I earned it, earned it. Blow another amp, pull another tram, light another. Burn it, blame it up. Hear my flow, I changed it up. Everybody grab your. And hold them, load them, sock them, lock them, count them and aim it up, bang it up, off in the sky, catch me rolling off in the ride, 26 inches, leave them defenseless, 5 always tucked to the side, open your eyes, see me cruising, cause I keep winning and these boys keep losing, plus I'm the pimp of the year, players is hating and is choosing, look at all the you losing, then look at all the game I got, and you can catch me creeping on a low, low, loot around the solo, beating the block.
In the streets I'm keeping game, I can't trust you, no, no, all up in my business, man. Stay on the low, low. Say they really, really fake.
sight, girl, say I'm the main. Ice on the wrist, put the ice in the chain. Ride through the hood, yeah, I'm dripping the grain. And I'm sipping the same while I'm changing the lane. Eyes real tight, cause I'm choking the bitch, it messed up, cause I'm
drugging the lane.
Messing with a D-boy, riding them big toys. Make your main gal wanna get on my team. She gotta give it up, but she get it in my car. I ain't Denzel, but I know I'm a star. Cause when I'm in the club, I be back in the bar. In the VIP bar, and be riding the bar.
Yeah.
Shine on the deck in the TV screen. Rhyme with a new chick. She like cola. Next to the PlayStation controller. It's a full clip in my pistola. Send a jacker into a coma. Girl, you ain't known crazy like crazy bone. Just tryna bone, ain't tryna have no babies. Ride clean as hell, so I pull in ladies. Laws on patrol, and you know they hate me. Your music turn all the way up into the maximum. I can speak the try to jack for some, but we packing something that we have for we'll have a locked up in the maximum security cell. I'm gripping old music loud and I'm tipping slow. Twin steady twisting like hit this dough. Police pull up right behind and it's in his throat. The windows down, gotta stop pollution. City changed like who was that producing? That's the plan skills when we out and cruising. Got warrants in every city except Houston, but I still ain't losing.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty. They see
Tekashi trick, that's just the way it goes. I be on that shit that I had you on that I don't want no more. At this time, I need all my freak shows to get down on the floor. If you came to rep your set, write that partner, let them know. If it's jail, I get for stomping ahead of the sleep, damn it, I go. Freak, I be out in the week. Straight geeks working down your street in the stolen Bonneville with 23s on the feet. The legend Rocky D. Brown, back in time to beat it down. Give me face, I love the sound. Slap the taste, they hit the ground. Back in the A, clicked up, pick up with some P.I.s that don't play. On that kryptonite, we stay so high, we might fly away. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man, I be on it all day. Day. Straight up, pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the A.
I'm on it, 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 I'm on it,
time and time again, I got a teddy haters and he crows. I'm from college bar. Move that tweet, it was shining that snow. Get dope on a daily basis. Get high, me them ugly faces. Fuckin' when I'm on probation. My blunts and I don't be lacing. I'm on that kryptonite. Come to my kryptonite. Let me beat that bush all night. Run, tell your buddies I'll get you right. Tell them about all the blacks on the wall. Tell them how you love C-Bone. Tell them how concrete run the street. Big boy, he put us on.
Chevy rider swerving out of Simpson, rolling Dixie heels. Diamond pressed against that wood candy paint. Spinning wheels, prime time, rap game. Never kill a kill, purple ribbon, rolling O's, and we all be on that crib.
I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
I be on it all night, man, I be on it all day. Day. Straight up, pimp, if you want me, you can find me in the A.
I'm on it, 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 I'm on it.
Again, I gotta turn back round and tell C-Bone. Grab that cologne out my book bag, I smell dro all on you, home. Suppose the popos get a whiff of the slip that you did smoke, don't vote, gon' trip. Probable cause, call the K9 unit to the side of the road, let's take a smoke. The only thing we riding dirty is a UDKCB, Taco Berry, so may we be on our merry way, cause you just ain't gon' find no yay play. I got a tough team of attorneys, make a just lean like a zip and surfy. They play Dutchie, you can't touch me, verdict, be not guilty, search back.
Shit, they ride a swerving out of Simpson, rolling Dixie heels. Diamond pressed against that wood candy paint. Spinning wheels, prime time, rap game. Never kill a kill, purple ribbon, rolling O's. And we all be on that crib.
I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite. I be on that kryptonite, straight up on that kryptonite. I be on that, straight up on that, I be on that kryptonite.
That's that kryptonite right there. Dijon, what they know about that kryptonite?
It depends on which kryptonite we talking about. Depends on which kryptonite we talking about.
Hey, it is 9:14 on your PM dial. My name is John Slaughter.
This is Dijon Culpepper.
You already know it is Poetic Justice on KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. Hey, this is the best 2 hours of your day, your week, your month. You already know. It's Poetic Justice. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Hey, you just heard our boy DJ Von D on the ones and twos giving us some music. Hey, you already know we try to make sure we give you guys music every show. Now, every show, you know, we always make sure we have a couple of people we can interview, but we always try to make sure we give you some poetry too. It is Poetic Justice.
It is. It is.
And it was just Black History Month, you know, but it's still Black History Month because we're going to make sure we celebrate it all year. Real talk. Now, I think I set them up like I was going to give them like a Black History poem.
Is that what you're going to do?
No, I don't. Okay, I was right. That's not happening. Right. I was just throwing it out there because, you know, we just ended.
I just happen to have your favorite poem from me with me, but I can't do it on the air. Can't do that one on the air.
We will be having that at Poetic Justice this Wednesday. Next public service announcement. Yes, Poetic Justice is a movement. So we will be at Beulah Land this Wednesday. You can see myself. You can come see Dijon. We are live at 8:30 p.m. So we got some poetry. for a little bit. Then we got the Wicked Wednesday down at Beulah Land off of 28th north of Burnside. Yeah, you know, you ain't got to come out, but, you know, just in case you ain't got nothing to do, you can come hang out with us.
Y'all better show up.
You already know. Hush.
Y'all better show up.
Hey, let's go. So a couple months ago, I was in Bend, and I got accosted by this mom and this daughter who opened up a new spa. And they were like, oh, you're a poet. Oh, man. Oh, my God, you're a poet. Can you write me something? And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, I needed about laugh, love, and live. And I was like, oh, okay. But she kind of hit me, Dijon, because you know what? I had a poem. I already started. And it's funny because she actually had the three words. And it's about laughing, loving, and living. So this is called Laugh, Love, Live. Yeah. She said, give me a quote. Give me a message. Give me a poem. Something I can use. But then I thought to myself, what a wonderful way to become someone's new inspiration. Maybe more motivation or just maybe a new muse. Then I remembered I had an old poem that I knew I had to finish, a start of something new. It was new. Ironically, it was entitled Laugh, Love, and Live. So here's what I came up with. Laugh every day like it might be your last. Live every day like today might not last. And love, love every day, knowing love will always last. Laugh, love, and live. Now, it's funny because I have another part of it that I had to, like, I redid. And so it was more about laughter. So, I kind of had to rewrite it, Dijon, but let's go. You already know.
It's a
little bit of poetry for you guys.
That's what it is.
So, we kind of went past the time of Dijon's life tips. Are we just going to just do the segment?
No, bro. I got it.
You got it?
We good, bro.
I'm just making sure. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't sure if we just need to go ahead and introduce the segment, you know, because I wasn't sure if sometimes I'm like, hey, we're going to crack the whip. This is part of Slaughter cracking the whip before the segment comes on. Sometimes Dijon will walk in, he like has his list still finishing it. So some days I'm like, I'm not sure if Dijon going to have his life. I know you do.
You be on point. Look, I was just talking to somebody. They were like, you're unprepared. I said, it's always a freestyle.
But hey.
Snoop in the studio.
But you always on point, though.
You know.
Crossing T's and dotting I's.
So, it's a funny one because someone in particular, and we were talking, you know, and few different things. So first off, you know, very good friend of mine, very, very close friend of mine, very close to my heart, kept saying, I haven't been to the gym in a week. I haven't been in 2 weeks. And I was like, look, you're not going to gain 10 pounds. Like, that's not how it works. Okay. You haven't been to the gym in however long. I thought about that because in the conversations that I have with this person, you know, we talk about a lot of things. We talk about relationships and how, you can have a relationship with someone, right? And you really think that you've found something in a person. And sometimes you're just kind of getting high off of that person. It's not that you're really digging that person. It's not that there's really something great coming about from it. It's just that you're high off of that moment, right?
Gotcha.
It's the, I forget the word. I actually started searching through messages of mine to try to see if I could find the word that was used. And I was like, yeah, nah, you know, I know when something's really happening. I know when I'm feeling stuff, right? And it's not just being high. So it made me think about...
Natural high, by the way.
Natural high.
Yes.
Natural high, yes. Okay. Everything's natural, right? So it made me think in particular about when people start attacking their fitness goals, right?
Okay.
And it's so easy to go from one end of the spectrum all the way to the other end of the spectrum. And it pretty much puts you out of balance,
right? And okay. You know my thing. I'm the balanced hand. So yes, it's sir. Always about balance.
Yes, sir.
And one thing that I always say is we correct to balance. We shouldn't be having to correct from one end of the spectrum to get to the other. You should always be at a position where you're correcting to balance. So my tip this week is really based around people having the misconception that missing a few days of them training or having a few days off from a very strict regimen is going to just completely destroy everything. Now, it can affect things, and you may have to get yourself back on point. But if you take a few days off or you're not feeling great, you're not at 100, and you don't run full steam, it does not destroy your progress. So go ahead. You're about to say something.
I like how you said strict regimen. not like you were just throwing it like, hey, you know, if you just on the side want to work out once in a while.
Well, here's the thing. People get super hung up on having a very, very strict diet, right?
Yes.
So they're like, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't, you know, they have a very strict regimen.
Yep.
Or people have their Monday through Friday workout routine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they miss Tuesday and Thursday, and then the next week they're saying, oh man, I missed 2 days last week. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's like, guess what? Your body is not going to lose its muscle.
Yeah.
If you take a month off of training, you didn't lose 10 pounds of muscle. That's not how it works. Now, there are some people who may use a little bit of secret sauce. And
right.
If they come off of that, yeah, you can lose a lot of muscle.
That Captain America.
The Captain America. I call it Badger's Milk.
I feel you.
If you, when you on the Badger's Milk, things are a little bit different.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing as what I was talking about so far as the relationship. When you meet somebody and you're getting that good feeling, and the question is, are you really building something of substance, or are you just getting that high off of the relationship? And it's the same thing when you go to the gym. If you're doing good work and building something of substance, don't get so caught up in that high where you start believing that not being high for a day or two off of that gym workout means that you lost.
Hashtag facts. I feel you.
So, moderation. When it comes down to it, it is okay to let yourself enjoy some of the things that you know are not necessarily conducive, as long as you do it in moderation. Just like you can eat too much of anything.
Yep.
I think I talked about it. I talked about it last show.
Yeah.
You know, guess what? You need water to live. But water can also drown you and kill you.
Exactly.
Right? You need oxygen to live, but oxygen can also kill you.
Yes.
People talk about eating too much meat. Okay. There's nothing out there that if you overdo it won't have an adverse effect.
Right.
So it's the same thing. It's okay for you to go out and have a little bit of sweets, you know, a cannoli or something like that.
Right.
Some people like cannolis and pizza. It's okay for you to have a grilled cheese sandwich. I had a delicious grilled cheese and brisket sandwich today.
Oh, nice. Ooh, that
sounds
delicious.
We're going to talk about that. Talk about the Momo challenge.
Yeah, right.
The Momo challenge.
Right.
So it's okay to do things in moderation. Stop falling into the mental trap that missing a day or two throws everything off. You eating ice cream and a cheeseburger today is not going to make you gain 10 pounds. So
right.
Many people will be, I'm like, how does that even make sense that you ate a quarter pound cheeseburger and you are saying, I gained 10 pounds because I ate a cheeseburger?
This ain't the Biggest Loser.
That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Get them.
So,
get them.
You know, without just going over and over and over, I'm just going to say moderation. Moderation is everything.
There we go.
Make sure that you are doing enough to get results. Make sure that you are not living off the high from what it is that you're doing, and you are doing the right amount and the right thing when it comes to your training, your eating, your drinking. And make sure that you give yourself some time to enjoy the things that you may have had to pull out of the program in order to get the results that you want. Rest. Like, it's okay to not go train and get some extra sleep one day. It's okay to take one meal out of your weekend and go enjoy some food that you want and have a drink.
It's okay to come to Poetic Justice on Wednesday.
It's always, you know, okay to come to PJ on Wednesday.
Have a little something, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, stay for Wicked Wednesday, you know, and just have, you know, a couple or one or two.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Exactly.
We're going to see you Wednesday.
So that's what it's all about, is moderation. Now, Slaughter.
Yes, sir.
Current events.
Yes.
Have you seen the, have you heard about this Momo, the Momo challenge thing?
I kind of have.
I'm not going to even get into what it is. I'm going to tell this story. So we went to this little spot, and, you know, took one of my little guys to get some food, and he has a cheeseburger, and he's talking, you know, they're six. They get to chatting, and he said something. It was a prefix, and he goes, "Is that a word?" We said, "No, that's a prefix." He goes, "Well, what is a prefix?" So I start explaining to him what Learned a prefix them. Is, right?
Right.
Start explaining what a prefix is, and I came across this meme a little later in the day, and I thought about something to myself. I was like, "I'm not worried about a Momo challenge. My kid reads books. They're not sitting there with tablets all day, right?"
Right.
So there you go. That's my other tip. If you put books in front of your kids, you don't have to worry about what they're seeing on YouTube.
Right.
All
right.
So
that's the truth.
That's my deal for today, bro. Moderation, man. Moderation this month.
And I'm gonna just let you know right now. By having kids, you might actually put books in front of them, and they're still gonna go on YouTube.
Oh,
so.
Just make them read out loud, bro.
Right.
Make them read out loud.
Claude, have mercy.
Which I know, but bro, I know you're super active when it comes to your kids. Like,
oh, you know
in
I
the
am.
Mix.
Oh, cracking. Hey, I'm like Pistol Pete. I'm like Press Maravich at my house. I mean, they are going to be great at something. And it might not be soccer. It might not be basketball, even though they do that every day. But, yeah, they're going to, yes. We crack the whips.
Is that right?
That's right. And speaking of cracking the whip, it is 9:27 on your PM dial. This is KBOO Radio. It is Poetic Justice on KBOO, 90.7 on your FM dial. If you want to chat with us, the number is 503-231-8187. I actually might answer the phone. We have a new segment called Slaughter Cracks the Whip. And I don't know if I actually have 10, but I got my top 10 things of what not to do when you come to the cypher. Not just at Wicked Wednesday, but any cypher. All right. And this is good for MCs, good for folks who touch the microphone. You know, you want to be a motivational speaker, you plan to be on there. Like Slaughter, hey, I got a top 10 list, but this is the top 10 list.
Not in that order.
Not in this order specifically, but of what not to do when you come to the cypher at Wicked Wednesday. All right, here we go.
Number one.
Okay, we ain't going to start 10 to go down?
Because it's not in that order.
That's right, you're right. So number one.
All
right. Please understand mic volume. Now, when I say that is, you know, It's a kind of a crappy mic. So we used to cup in the mic. You know, we're used to cup in the mic in hip hop. So you used to, you know, have your whole hand over the mic. You know, you might have a finger, you know, wrapped around a cord or however you, but we used to, you know, we cup the mic. It's a terrible mic. Y'all been snatching the mic, dropping the mic. Wicked found that MTV mic in a box. I think for like $5. The mic has black electrical tape on it right now because y'all been mistreating the mic. Understand the volume in which you need to speak on there. So it can't be at your belly button. The mic can't be like 2 feet away from your mouth. You can't be whispering on that mic. No, we need to hear you. We want to hear the lyrics. So mic volume on the mic. Number two. If you don't really rap or don't freestyle, don't come to Wicked Wednesday like, I'm going to try today, because it might turn into the Apollo pretty soon. Slaughter might turn into the Sandman and might snatching mics just right out your hand, because this is not the place for newbies just to come and want to try. No. You know what you need to do? Try, practice in your shower. Practice the folks in your crew, in your studio, not where we're trying to film live with the Facebooks, and we're trying to make sure we got the podcast, and we're trying to make sure we give people good stuff, because we want people to come back to hear the cypher. Practice, 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 then come to Wicked Wednesday. All right. Now that kind of segues to number three. Number three, Wicked Wednesday is not, the cypher is not your personal show. So you don't have 3-4 minutes to do your song and your chorus that you just made up while freestyling outside or right on the spot. Now, we love choruses at the Wicked Wednesday cypher. We don't really use them. Some people would actually do them when they cypher and they actually know how to do it right. But no, this is not your personal set. So please pass the mic after like 30 seconds, maybe 16 bars. Maybe when Slaughter does that finger where he points, like keep it moving or somebody else, pass the mic. That was number three.
Number four.
Vocabulary and verbiage. Please stop saying the same word over and over again unless you are Chris the Misleader. Now, if you are not Chris the Misleader, and I say that for a second, Dijon just...
Why does he get a pass?
Because he's actually not bad at it. And so he uses two words. It's mother and then another word after it. So I actually like those two words. And so in my list, he can keep it moving because Chris the Misleader is not bad. Now,
well, we have a hung jury on that one then.
Yeah, but that's okay, though. That's okay, though, because I like Chris the Misleader. And when he actually freestyles, it's actually free off the top, and he says my name. So, but keep back to the list. Number four, your verbiage. Stop saying the same thing over again that you said last cipher. All right, so we know what kind of car you drive or what things you might do. Please keep it moving. So as you were practicing already at home, and you thought about some different verbiage to say, please understand we want dope rhymes, all right? Number six. Please understand there is someone before you and after you, all right? So it is a cipher. If there's only two of you, we're not ciphering. We're not going to ping pong and go back and forth like it's a rap battle. No.
Unless they're going to battle.
Unless they're going to battle, all right? I know rap battlers, all right? I know Charlie Clips. I know Marv One. Hey, we can call up Quest McCody. We're going to do a show where we have him call in too because I love battle rap, all right? Slaughter goes to some of the dopest battle rap shows, up, especially up in Seattle. Hey, we, Poetic Justice, we sponsor. So we know about the battle rap. Come on now. We know about the game. Hey, Bishop I, let's go. All right, Sleep, let's go. But, all right.
To the two people
who want to come and cipher, no.
Y'all can do that on the sidewalk.
Y'all can do that outside on the sidewalk in a circle.
I'll beatbox.
Yes, I'll even beatbox. I'll come outside and give you dope beatboxing, all right? Oh, get him. Get him. Come on now, folks, all right? Number seven. What you know about seven? All right, this isn't for anyone in particular.
Yes, it is.
But if you don't look at the host, who is the hashtag, the official DJ Wicked Hype Man, you might not get the mic back, all right? So as I host almost every Wednesday, all right, and we have other people who come and are on the microphone, but Slaughter is the official DJ Wicked Hype Man. If you don't want to pay respect and homage to the host, you might not get it just cipher again. The mic might get snatched out your face. If you don't see and pay attention to the wrap it up or to who's next to you or keep it moving.
Wrap it up.
But sometimes Slaughter's like, hey, yes, keep going, yes. And you'll see me moving, the head moving. That means, yes, we're feeling you. And when you see me like, they feeling you. If the mic doesn't come back to you, because it usually goes back around twice, and the host usually will pass it back to you again, if it don't come back to you, we don't want to hear you again. So I'm usually always on point, Dijon, right, Von D? I'm usually on point because I usually don't drink at Wicked Wednesday. I have Cokes. I have RCs. If you don't want to pay attention to the host or the hostess, there ain't no hostesses, you might get banned.
There's pie. There ain't cupcakes.
Exactly. Some of the best pie. Number eight.
Their mac and cheese was good, too.
Their mac and cheese is actually very, very delicious.
Yeah. Number eight.
Number eight. Don't snatch the microphone out of somebody's hand. All right? That's my job. We've had people come to Wicked Wesley before and snatch the mic, and the whole mixer moves with the whole two turntables, which almost kills the whole show. All right? These are brothers who come down with wax. It's an all-vinyl set. All right, it's
DJ some of the dopest.
Right, it's some of the dopest things. You stupid. Some of the dopest, dopest things that happen at Wicked Wednesday every week that go down at this spot. All right, so
Stop bumping the table.
Stop bumping the table. Stop snatching the mic or thinking that you going to snatch the mic out of somebody's hand. We going to keep it moving. You going to get the mic, Matthias. All right? We going to make sure everybody gets a turn. All right? Even Chris maybe two times. So we going to keep it moving. All right?
Three, four.
What, that was
only
number
one
eight.
On the mic.
Number nine. When we got professionals in the building, please, if you are not a professional, keep yourself in the second tier of the people who are filming. So that means get behind the circle, stand back, let these people do what they do. Like, 1 week we had Dom in the building, Destro. Oh, let's go, Destro. We had Bishop I, Old Dominion, in the building. All right. We had Mighty in the building. We had gentlemen who are rappers, who have projects, who are professional MCs. If you see them in the building, please let them MC, and please don't come up and take the mic like you are part of that circle that night, because you know what? We want to hear the professionals. So you might get put on that back burner. It's nothing personal. We just want to hear people who actually know how to freestyle. All right.
Not going to get a deal because you freestyle while Mighty's in the building.
Or Maji, or Bishop I, or Old Dominion, or Honorary, or whatever. All right. So that's just real. And the last one, number 10. And this wasn't actually in any specific order or anything, all right? But understand that the Cypher, we try to do every Wednesday at midnight or 12:30. It don't happen at 11. It don't happen at 1:30 when you want to come in the door. Hey, I got 16 bars. Hey, I got something for Wicked. No. Wicked is not an A&R. Slaughter's not an A&R. We don't really want to hear your projects. We might listen to it if it's good. But real talk, this is not your personal place and time place to want to dictate when you want to rap. So don't come in my ear and be like, hey, Slaughter, I'll be back in 5 minutes. I'm ready to rap. Stop that. Don't do that anymore. All right? I'm cracking the whip on the air. All right? So let's have a communal fun night on Wednesday with the Cypher. We're going to have real people in the building, so let them actually touch the mic. We know what? I'm going to tell you right now, as the official host, we might not have a Cypher because we have folks who are rapping, all right? We might not need a Cypher, so just be butthurt now on Sunday, all right?
There's always the curb.
And if you post and I come on your post, don't delete my post, all right, after I posted on your page. That's just real talk, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep posting till my post stays there or until I see you. So
just remember, the original Cyphers all started on curbs.
On curbs.
Outside the building.
In front of like a fire. You know what I'm saying? Keep people warm. You know what I'm saying? We always come back to the mic. Shoo-doo-doop. All right. So that's Slaughter's Crack of the Whip. Top 10. 10. Hey, I might not have a top 10 every week, but we're going to make sure we crack the whip. All right. So understand, if you think it's about you,
it is.
It probably is about you.
It is.
All right. Now, here's another thing, though. If you think it's about you and you want to come and chat with me, come and have a conversation. You know, we call it the courageous conversation. And I was telling the kids at U of P. I want to thank all of the University of Portland pilots who came out to Poetic Justice last Thursday. Me and Von D had a great time at the St. Mary's Room. Von D, thank you so much for coming out. We had so much fun. They actually had a sitting packed room. They had food from Po Shines. That was our fourth year at University of Portland. We love going to the college shows. They have the money to pay us. We also loved going to college campuses and cussing and dropping N-bombs and ninjas at all the white folks and all of the students. But we also love to go and educate. So I had to tell the folks there, you know, we have one of the white boys, Jackson. Shout out to Jackson Blum. Jackson's going to come to PJ one time and spit. Jackson, I'm going to hit you up. I hope you're listening. But he had to educate a little bit. He was saying it's like only like a 1% of black folks on the campus at U of P. And he heard the N-bomb, the ninja word, more times in the past couple of months than he ever has on a white campus. Hey, you guys need to have that courageous conversation. Hey. So hold on 1 second, because I'm on a roll. I need you white folks, you allies, you co-conspirators,
to stop saying ninja.
Yes, but please check your white counterparts. I need you black folks out there to please check the folks who do say it when they are around you. Because if we don't check them, they might think that it is okay to say it around you or other black folks. Now, you black folks who let white folks say it around you, you need to make sure you check your surroundings. You need to make sure you check your privilege at the door. And please check the person before they say it. Last but not least, if you don't say it and you don't want folks to not say it around you, please let them know. Because I do use the word, but I don't use it around my dad, who's from the South. I don't use it around people who don't want me to use it. And I don't use it around especially individuals who are either offended by the word or just don't want to hear it at all. And so as I've had to check my own brothers or my own crew members as we have gone to the South on tour, or just check people in public or cracking the whip, please understand it's nothing personal. I might cuss you out. You might get cussed out. Someone actually might put hands on you because you should already know that is something you shouldn't do in public. But understand, it's 2019, people. Let's go.
I shouldn't have to keep telling you that fat meat's greasy.
It do. That's just real. That's just extra, extra real. We going to make sure we get our boy Von D back up. I see you got some in your hands.
I got a story. I got a story I can spit.
Man, Tishon, man, go ahead and spit that. We're going to get Von D back up. Von D's going to get some records ready to play for us as we, you know, we only got a little bit of time. But, hey, bro, go ahead. Get him.
So this is an old school story. It's a true story. It's called The Adventures of the DOL. Shall I allow myself to die because you won't let me get my ID, Miss DOL lady acting shady? No, it ain't all gravy, because in 1 week, my visits to you equal 3, and every time I get in your line, I'm 1 document away from proving that I'm me. I'd be a John Doe if I was hanging from a tree, but see, that's because of a minor situation, and I'm not going to let that stop my mission to get some state identification on my person, with you stagulating and me trying to keep from cursing. I've been rehearsing this game like I got to give testimony. Your response, I understand, sir, but I can't accept a copy. It might be phony. Only the lonely of true homies go through drama like this, and I get pissed thinking about the wallet I missed. Slaughter, this happened more than 15 years ago. Matter of fact, it was at a stage cafe show, and I got jacked or some brother didn't let me know that he saw my wallet fall to the floor because he was probably scheming on getting my dough. So if he's on the air or listening tonight, I'm going to let him know that that move was ho, and he shall reap what he sows. Hell, I should know, because there's no such thing as coincidence. That situation was more like my karma being in suspense and finally coming down. So when the time comes around, best believe the cycle will repeat with you. There's just going to be a change in time, circumstance, and venue. So allow me to continue, because you know that's not where my story stopped. You remember my boy Germ up there in Seattle, Slaughter?
Yeah.
I had just told him dinner was on me, and I didn't realize my wallet was missing until we got to IHOP. Man, my heart dropped, but not deep enough to fill my empty pocket or satisfy my appetite. And if not for that petty cash stash I had, I would have had to drink my fifth of Act Right and call it a night. You don't understand. This situation had me amped, but I chilled and ate my dinner like a champ. I went to the crib and I had a drink. I tried to sleep, but I couldn't when I started to think about myself getting jacked. I must have been slipping, and that ain't me. See, I wasn't tripping on my money, but I needed my ID. Now, I stopped smoking cigarettes because they're pretty bad for your health, but it's worse to be black in Washington and can't prove that you yourself. This is just another adventure being started. I was taking hours off of work to hit the DOL and be denied. I'm me. I'm telling you. Why would I lie? I had to have my mom send my birth certificate all the way from Chi. And to this day, I still owe her $15 for that express delivery. And when I got to the DOL, I still went through the same ignorant inquiry with them telling me, sir, one more thing and you'll be fine. Just bring in a legal document that you signed. Visit number 2. My hopes once again shattered. Wouldn't it figure? I couldn't get the ID because I didn't have anything holding my signature. They played me cold, but it gets me hot to think how some brother played me preschool like toys. This situation made me want to get a new wallet and throw a chain on them like them white boys. I had to hit the SSI office to get a new slave security card. All of this with plastic and my picture. And name, must it really be this hard? See, I'm not tripping. At least I didn't have to pay, but they still put me on hold and said I'd have to wait 10 business days. But I finally got it. So I went to get my ID. Bro, I was happy as ever because I could finally prove that I was me. I walked in, head held high like I was the champ, but I still lost the battle with the DOL. They gave me a temporary and said I'd get the real one in the mail. Crazy how 3 hours of kicking and made for 2 months of ripping and running. It makes me wonder if the Lord's going to need ID to prove who he be on the second coming.
I'm going to just say it for him. Let's go. Hey, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Professionals in the building. It's Poetic Justice. This is K-Boo on your FM dial 90.7. You already know the numbers. This is Poetic Justice. It is 9:46 on your PM dial. We got Von D, DJ Von D in the building. Von, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, let's go. Hey, let's turn his turntables up. They are on. Hey, let's go, K-Boo.
Vapors. If you got a problem, get you swallowed like a chaser.
Model on my arm, no homie, I don't have to pay her. All I have to do is tell her where I want to take her. Catch us out in Italy, then we in Jamaica. Caught up in the rapture, like Anita Baker. When I roll up on you, it's like a skater. Move if you wanna when you see that red laser. No matter how you move, bet that infrared'll chase ya. Then I keep it moving, homie, see you later. Mips.
Move if you wanna, if you wanna, if you wanna move, move if you wanna, if you wanna, if you wanna move, move if you wanna, if you wanna, if you wanna move, move if you wanna, move, move if you wanna move.
You can move if you wanna, tryna have a little fun. Maybe move a couple numbers, but when you move in numbers, all the haters start to wonder. Then they talk behind your back, and they breath they speaking under. Man, I'm hot like the sun, like the middle of the summer. Strike down in a flash, where you can call me Thunder. Chicks call me Phil Drummond, cause I give them different strokes. Bah, 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 beat it up like a drummer. They can call it one hit wonder, but I guess that means I'm one up. Light a match, play with fire, that just means you gon' get burned up in a river where you turn up, cause they see I'm on the come up. But it's our turn now, if you want it, take it from us. I don't need no goons by me, if you want it, come and try me. We can do this broad day in the middle of the lobby. They say that they the shit when they barely just a potty. When they problems turn to probly, and they probably turn to sorry.
Tell them, move if you want it, if you want it, if you want to move, move if you want it. If you wanna move, move if you wanna, if you wanna, if you wanna move, move if you wanna, move, move if you wanna move.
Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder. I'm probably on with the yard, probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things, that go with the Porsche. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was forced. Middle finger to the Lord, gripping my. Said the ladies, they love me. From the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, hope the trap that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it just to see one of us making. Came from the bottom of the bottle to the top of the pops. London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I can run it back, cause I'm straight with the rock. Come if you're feeling like a pimp, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder, you got a kid. That, turn up your shoulder. Your homie holding position in the kitchen with soda. I just whipped up a watch, trying to get me a Rover. Trying to stretch up the... like a wrestler, yes sir. Keep the heckler close. You know them smokers will test you. But like 52 cards went out, I'm through dealing now. 52 bars come out, now you feel them now. 52 cards roll out, remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitch. Cards FC on the sleeve. Acting 40-40 club, ESPN on the screen. Rip for the jeans, plus the slippers is clean. No chrome on the wheels, I'm a grown up for real. Feeling like a pimp, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. This is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid. Yeah, turn up your shoulder.
Girl, shake that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy. Shake that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy. Girl, shake that laffy taffy, that laffy taffy. That laffy taffy, that laffy taffy. Girl, shake that laffy taffy.
Girl, give me, girl, give me.
What's going on, K-Boo? This is John Slaughter.
And this is DeJohn Culpepper.
Hey, it is 9:55 on your PM dial, 9:56 right now. You got the movement coming up next right after us. It is K-Boo on your 90.7 FM, all right? We want to thank Von D for coming through. Von D is welcome anytime we have our show here, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you know, Team Wicked, and, you know, we knew Wicked wasn't coming through. So I already actually prepped, you know what I'm saying, and I actually had Von D coming through, bro.
I was
so
ready for it.
Yeah, I was ready for it, bro, because, right. You know what I'm saying? People were like, Slaughter, you guys need to make sure you have music on your show. Hey, hush. We got it covered. You already know. We wanted to make sure we came back on the air before we got off and kind of had like a summary, like a wrap up. And if there are some things that you either miss from the show, you know, DeJohn's been recording for a little bit. I actually had a lot of the show on the Facebook Live, and we'll make sure we film the rest of our shows. I want to give a shout out to my boy Asa Pritchard, P-Town Media. He's going to be helping us post our show as a podcast. And if you don't have a chance to hear us, you can either watch us. We do a lot of stuff in here, too, so it's fun. We're dope dudes. We wear dope clothes, too. Shout out to Shane from Organism, who gave me and Wicked some dope clothes. You need more thicker. Oh, DeJohn got a shirt on right now. Look at how the irony of that is. Shane.
Organism.
Thank you so much, bro. We love the clothes. Please go to the website. Pick up that stuff if you have an opportunity. But last but not least, the N-Bomb. My ninja. DeJohn, my ninja. I love you, bro. Please make sure we have those conversations, people. It's a must that we get a chance to educate each other. If you can get a chance to reach and teach and preach to the next person with some hashtag facts and learning them while they get a chance to grow and become a better person, I ask that you do that. That's my summary.
And I'll just throw this in there.
Hey, you got like 30 seconds,
but,
bro.
I'm gonna say this. It don't belong in the schools.
It doesn't belong in the schools.
Period.
Let's go.
It don't belong in the schools at all. But
that's Ozrock.
I've always been like associated with that. I've always been called the M-Bomb. It's always been dropped on me growing up as a kid.
Ozrock, you my ninja.
Since I was like in middle school, you know what I'm saying? Even before that, like in elementary school. I grew up in a hood where that was a factor. What do I do with that in Portland?
So here's my question to you, because we had like 30 seconds. Do you get a chance to crack the whip on people when you hear the N-Bomb?
It depends on the context.
Good man. Time and place. I'm just gonna say this,
bro. Listen. Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
This is where we have to stand. I'm gonna say this, and this will close it out. Every different group has their term of endearment that at some point in time is used by other people as a slur.
Yes.
You can't try to make this big exception when it comes to it with the word that is held by black folks. Because they don't do that with everybody else.
And what did Ice Cube say? Tell them before we leave.
That's our word now. You don't get to use that no more.
And here's the thing. Just like chitlin, just like the whip cracking, just like the N-bomb word that we have taken, I'm going to tell you guys right now. If I hear you say it and you're not black, I will be cracking the whip. Hey, my name is John Slaughter.
DeJohn Culpepper.
It is Poetic Justice on K-Boo. Hey, Old Domain's in the building. Make sure you come out Wednesday. Support my girl, Violet. Go V Go. Hashtag Go V Go. Hey, this is Poetic Justice. You got the movement coming up next. We out of here.
Chip.